Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is June 22nd and markets are up mostly because we've heard news that we are closer to a peace deal with Iran. But Jason, what happens if we get a little bit more conflict instead?
Well, markets have certainly been sifting through all this rhetoric from both sides. And the good news is that it's clearly much better to communicate than it is to shoot people.
Right.
So markets are behaving as though this is a foregone conclusion in terms of peace in the Mideast. And if military action resumes, we could easily see oil go back towards 100 a barrel. And that's the last thing the Fed wants. It'll certainly complicate their mission. Not only will they not be on hold, they may, worse yet, have to raise rates. So our view is, one, we will get peace. And two, if in the event that we temporarily didn't, thanks to the tremendous earnings that we've had and we expect, markets probably get more volatility than any fundamental bear market.
Let's circle back to the Fed. Kevin Warsh had quite a mixed reaction to his press conference last week. Tell us more about what you think of him.
Well, markets weren't disappointed in terms of what Warsh said. It's what he didn't say. Mm-hmm. Investors wanted this clear path toward rate cuts. Instead, he reminded everyone that inflation's above target. So this was really more about resetting Fed expectations in terms of how they communicate, when they communicate, than it was about any deteriorating fundamentals in the economy. So the message of the Fed is don't assume these rate cuts, but at the same time, I think remain constructive.
Okay, so then to our listeners, tell us what you're advising our investors on. We have this plan A, we also have plan B, and healthcare, you're saying, might be more so in the plan B.
Yeah, I mean, don't sell your winners. At the margin, perhaps curtail some exposure in the AI adjacent names, but just don't let them become your entire portfolio. We can't be captive to just a handful of names. Healthcare finally looks healthy again, trading at 80% of the valuation of the S&P, growing earnings commensurate with the S&P. Mm-hmm. And by the way, probably an industry that's one of the biggest beneficiaries of AI through drug discovery, diagnostics, treatment development, not to mention the longevity theme in terms of people living longer, needing more treatments and more medicines, bodes very well for that sector.
I completely agree. I think healthcare is one of those industries that will be a huge beneficiary of AI, and it hasn't really been just yet.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Perfect. Well, Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.